lot of sort of chatter on the outside that Trevor can't possibly be in the mix for this job. What would you say to that?
First off, I don't really hear much chatter other than the guys in the room and, you know, my coaches, the players. In any position, we're looking for the best 11. You know, one of them happened to be a quarterback, and we'll see which one. You know, we're working through OTAs. It's a long way to go. So everybody's got an opportunity, including Trevor.
I guess I'm saying in terms of his development.
Oh, yeah, he's even said it himself. It's light years from last year. You know, he knows where everybody is. He knows what he's supposed to do, and he handles the huddle very well. So he's done a good job, really developed. You know, he paid really close attention to two guys last year that played quite a bit for him and for us, and he's done a good job developing.
What would make you comfortable when the game's over in terms of that position? I know you're not going to have to name the guy necessarily. What would you leave here before camp? Where do you want to be as a coach in terms of that position?
In terms of all positions, I just like him to know all the stuff that we ask, all our install. Have a good feel of what we're trying to get done. And then just our operation needs to be a little bit smoother. You know, we're a little rusty in spots. But some of it's the new, you know, the first plays that we've run, because we added a couple of things through the offseason from our self-scout study and looking at other teams. So, like any position, and quarterback particularly, you got to have an operation as smooth as possible and just know that they've seen everything that we want to try and run. No, we've got a couple more days. You know, we try to do those just in pieces. And right now we're getting to the special situations. We did some red zone today, and, you know, we're talking about goal line, short yardage, and those kinds of things. So we're working our way through, you know. By the time we leave, we'll have hit everything. So I'll feel comfortable that they've heard it, and I can sleep better once they run it well.
Is it a little more smoother up front than it was maybe at this time last year?
You know what? I can't really recall. And plus, we still have two guys that aren't practicing in team that we hope to add to the mix. So I think everybody's working hard. It's just, you know, we're still trying to piecemeal some things in there because of just guys having to miss because of health issues.
Schofield, we've seen him a lot at left tackle. It's just he's...
He's got a chance to swing and play both and get in there and try and compete for both sides.
Is Ty out there yet?
Where's his name with Ty? He just works in walkthroughs and individual stuff, and his status is up to Greek. So.
You excited for the White House visit?
I am. I think the history in the White House is tremendous. We got the opportunity to go many years ago, and just walking around is my father's a history professor, so it means a lot, you know, to me just to walk around and try to remember some of that stuff from my elementary history and my, you know, high school, that kind of thing. But it's an honor to go, you know, and to be a part of that, and then try to soak it all in as we go. It's a short, you know, one-day tour, but I'll get the most out of it.
After Sanders and Thomas, there's still a lot of questions at wide receiver. And you talked about install at this juncture. Is that the biggest part for these young guys?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, they're working hard. We do have some guys that played a lot for us last year, you know, bit and pieces. And, you know, Jordan Norwood made some plays, and Cody made some plays at the end of the year. So there's guys that have made some plays. It's just finding the consistency and find our best guys to fill out the roster, you know. And that's not just for us. I mean, they got to work for Joe DeCamillis. And so, you know, that's a part of the equation that we don't have much on. We're just trying to teach them the best we can so the guys that are up on a week-to-week basis, we don't feel bad about plugging them in. We can give our guys a break and, you know, roll all 5, 6, whatever we have in there.
Gary's been pretty clear about the fullback getting back involved. And where would you say you're at right now, the rookie and Juwan Thomas?
Juwan's done a good job with his adjustment. He's really bought into it. And, you know, Andy's done a good job. He really has. Now, you know, we're not really – there's no pads. There's, you know, and that's a position that – much like the offensive line, you know, it's telltale when you put the pads on and there's the physical aspect. But as far as knowing where to go, both those guys have done a good job.
Are those your two options? Do you have
now?
Right this second, yes.
Is Juwan just working fullback now?
No, he's done a little bit of both, and the versatility is really going to be a plus for him. You know, he plays a lot of special teams, and, you know, when you have 46 up, you know, the more things that you could do, the better off you're going to be.
With Garner and Crager Cobble getting some more playing time, what have they been able to show?
Well, again, it's a learning process. They, you know, you see them know once or twice and then maybe not know the next time. So I think it's just a great benefit to take all this stuff in the spring, because then you use that to kind of help yourself in the summer when we get together and go through training camp and we're trying to pare it down.
You guys don't seem to be panicked, where everyone externally is starting to wring their hands a little bit about this.
I think both situations were unique. I don't think that there's really a whole lot tied. We don't play till September, and you know we got a really good team, so we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know that there's any reason to panic one way or another. I think we've got guys that will play the position very, very well, and we have a lot of guys around them. So.